Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Bank Holiday Monday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive Today. Yeah, even though it's a Bank Holiday Monday, I'm still working. So make sure you join me at 4 o'clock and, of course, for the rest of the week. Anyway, we begin with Antonio Conte's Spurs beating Nottingham Forest at the City Ground in the Premier League. Here's all the fallout on TalkSport.
And it's finished. Nottingham Forest 0, Tottenham 2. Spurs up to third in the table, level on points with Man City. Two behind Arsenal. A brace for Harry Kane, who also missed a penalty. And he moves level with Andy Cole on 187 Premier League goals.
The first half, I think we suffered. We suffered a bit. But in the second half, we did well. We did well because we used much more our midfielders. And we created a chance to score the second. We missed a penalty at the end. And a good result. In the other three games, I think we deserved to win. But we know that if we want to be competitive, if we want to go in another level, we have to continue to work and to try to improve.
The fact of the matter is, you see, obviously, we've not played fantastic against Forest, but we've still scored two, you know. Granted, you've got teams like City and you've got teams like Arsenal having a decent-ish run at the minute. Arsenal do not have the depth and the capability that Tottenham do. City are only real contenders at the minute. We keep playing like we are. There is absolutely no reason why we cannot win the Premier League.
Time now to hear from the Forest gaffer, Stevie Cooper.
Well, my overriding feeling is we've lost the game. So that's my, like I said, my initial feeling is we never want to be happy if we don't get something out of a game, and we haven't today, so let's not lose sight of that. But, you know, lots of the performance was really good. Our build-up play and the way we played through the lines and got in and around Spurs' box was good, and the team that we aim to be. What we didn't do was the next bit. We didn't threaten the goal well enough. We got into enough good areas and had enough good territory to do that, and we've got enough good players on the pitch to do it, and we've never managed to quite get there.
On to the Claret and Blue Derby, where David Moyes' West Ham beat Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa.
Aston Villa 0, West Ham United 1. The players are literally being booed down the tunnel just beneath me here right now. It's not a happy place, Villa Park.
Yeah, listen, we expected West Ham to come and be organised. They're a big, powerful team, a lot of profile in the team. And we wanted to pass the ball really well around that. And we said to the players, you know, when we get into the final third, it's about our outcomes and our quality. That just wasn't there today. You've got a choice. You feel sorry for yourself, and you go into a shell, or you roll your sleeves up and you act. And I've challenged the players in the dressing room to roll the sleeves up. I've got confidence and belief in them, in myself and my staff, and the only people that can fix it are us. But we certainly share our fans' frustration today.
On to the boot room now with Alex Crook, Anton Ferdinand and Darren Ambrose.
Everyone's going to say that he needs to pick up some results, and it don't get any easier. I think Arsenal next, then Manchester City. So it's looking a tough time for Steven Gerrard at the moment. And like Anton said, I'd like to see him given time. It's a poor game
today.
He's
had 10 months.
He has. What I mean is time this season. I'd like to see him. I say in terms of every manager, I'd like to see him till the end of the transfer window and then five games after, because that's your team. You've kind of picked that team. You've probably not got everyone you want through the door, but you've got some players in. There's a lot of noise coming out of Aston Villa in terms of the captaincy change. That hasn't helped, but going so public over that. But it's not as big deal as it's made out.
I think all Villa fans are frustrated with the way that he dealt with Tyrone Mings. It just feels like it's unsettled things.
like everyone keeps saying, he doesn't know his best 11. This obsession with Buendia as well, he's our best player. We all say it, and he doesn't seem to play him enough. He won't play him and Coutinho together. He just doesn't seem to know how he wants to play, who he wants to play. It's just odd.
Sam, cheers for the call. Let's bring in John, the Aston Villa fan. John, I think you're quite definitive that Steven Gerrard's time at Aston Villa should be coming to an end.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. When we had Dean Smith in charge, you know, we had this togetherness of the squad that, you know, we haven't had in years. 2 weeks ago at home, we had defenders arguing amongst each other. We had players arguing amongst each other. And it's ever since that this captaincy has been, you know, stripped from Mings. I don't really know what his angle was with it. If he's going to take him away from captaincy, fine. But you can't just take, you know, a player that was captain, rip him out, throw him up in front of the media, do nothing with it, and then not even giving him vice captaincy and then tell him that he can only play when he looks him in the eyes.
The Villa fans are being a bit harsh at times, I think, because he kept you in the Premier League last year. He done well.
They were never going to go down. Come on.
But he's done what he needed to do. He kept him in the Premier League last year. He's now got his own players. Give him a bit of time. You don't get Coutinho. You know, everyone was going crazy when Coutinho came to the club. Oh, we've got him because of Gerrard. And all of a sudden, oh, no, get rid of Gerrard.
Whatever David Moyes said at halftime clearly did the job. They've got the win in their 1,000th Premier League game. Full-time here, Aston Villa 0, West Ham United 1.
We look at it and think that that's two wins now. And we take a lot of positives from it. A really good clean sheet for us today. I just think the level of the Premier League at the moment is really, really competitive. The standard for all the teams, there's very little between, you know, whatever teams, and, you know, you have to take your wins, and when you get them, you sort of walk away and say thanks very much.
Now, here's the reaction to the other Premier League clash where Eddie Howe's Newcastle nicked a draw at Bruno Lage's Wolverhampton Wanderers.
It's the fourth time in the last five meetings between these two sides at Molineux that the game has finished. Wolves 1, Newcastle 1. Newcastle maintain their unbeaten start to the season. A superb game. It's finished 1-1.
There were some really good bits. There were some bits that we need to improve.
First half was a little bit disappointed overall, to be honest, coming in. I thought we hadn't really stamped our authority on the game like we needed to really control it. I thought there were some decisions that we probably, when we're playing at our absolute maximum, wouldn't have made with the ball. But still, I thought we were well in the game, even though we were behind. Second half, I thought we were much better. Controlled the game, made better decisions, and eventually we got rewarded for that.
I saw my team every time fighting for the result that we deserve. And then, in the end, when you look for the result, it's only a bit frustration. So, frustration because we play well, we control everything. Frustration the way we suffer our goal. And frustration about the decisions against, about the VAR against us. Two strong decisions against us.
On to the former Premier League striker, big Tony Cascarino, discussing Manchester United. And despite beating Southampton the weekend, he claims they don't look like a top four team. Oh, excuse me, just bored of that one. Have a listen.
And they have done it largely with a similar team that beat Liverpool on Monday night, but without the energy, without the power, without the intensity and ferocity of that night at Old Trafford.
Yeah, scrappy, dig deep, you know, something you'd expect, but you always expect that with Man United and way more, as in quality. Mm. You know, they set standards for, you know, best part of 2 to 3 decades under Sir Alex Ferguson, and it was sometimes scrappy and messy and you don't get your own way. Southampton were terrific. I thought they really made a game of it, made it difficult for Man United, defended well through, got bodies in front of the ball. Sancho wasn't particularly good again yesterday, nor was Rashford. Elanga, all of the forwards, apart from Fernandes, who sort of stepped up as the captain role now, has come in and took his goal brilliantly.
Rashford makes a run to the near post. It comes back to Fernandes on the volley. Edge of the box. Rifles it home. And Manchester United score the opener.
Very scrappy performance by United. And very even game. You could easily make a case that Southampton could have easily got a draw at least out of the game. And they don't look like a top four team to me. I mean, they just don't. Still. Man United just don't look. Even with Casemiro coming in and whether they got Anthony, they still look well short of being a top four team to me.
Now, here's the fallout from the weekend's boxing at the O2, where YouTuber and my new best friend, JJ, or KSI as you know him, won both fights in one evening on TalkSport.
He's the YouTube megastar,
promoter, entrepreneur, recording star from London, England, known in the ring as the Nightmare KSI.
KSI with a big right hand there, Sean Schiff ducking and diving, bobbing and weaving. Down he goes. Now being ordered over to the neutral corner. He seems okay. Takes the left hand to the body, down he goes. And that will be a count from the referee right at the start of the round. And then he waves the contest over. A little bow there from KSI to all four corners of the arena.
His record now goes to 2-0, undefeated as a professional boxer. KSI!
For the second time tonight, KSI makes that ring walk. Tonight, though, he takes on Luis Alcaraz Pineda.
And he gets up on the count of 9, and the referee waves this one over. And KSI has got the second win in the night, and he has beaten the professional boxer. And this is what this was all about.
Two KOs.
Yeah, buddy. I said it. I talked the talk, and I walked the walk.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to big Tony Cascarino now, on Bournemouth getting tonked 9-0 at the hands of Liverpool on game day.
Take the positive, we got 3 points on the board already, and you've got three big games out the way.
Well,
two of them away. Two of them away at Man City and Liverpool. So
a really difficult start we've had.
Scotty Parker, you could see him. He was absolutely shell-shocked after the game. And he's feeling for his staff, his team, everybody involved in Bournemouth.
It was painful. It was absolutely painful. It was a tough, humbling experience what we've had today, really.
You know, when I joked the other week and saying when Bournemouth went to Man City, well, you should take a 3-0 and don't turn up. Right, okay, you've been beaten 9. And it wasn't a nice day. It was a horrible experience. Get on to the next game as quick as you can.
Scott Parker must be absolutely destroyed. But this was wonderful, wonderful stuff, wonderful football.
Did Jurgen Klopp patronise him a little bit with that cuddle on the touchline?
I felt like he did, yeah. I felt like he patronised him a little bit. Now, we don't know.
Would you have pushed him away?
I don't know. If I was a manager, potentially, not pushed him away, but we don't know what was said. He may have said something to him. You know, they may get on off the field. But for me, before the game was even finished, to see him do that, it did look a little bit patronising.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. today. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.